Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and the Listen tab on the ESPN app.
Jermaine Kearse is our guest here on the Michael K. Show. Jermaine, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
Was it exciting to see your quarterback or maybe your future quarterback walk out today?
Yeah, it was good. As always, I have our teammates back out there on the field, putting in the work and, you know, continuing to work towards our goal.
How much longer would it have been before it became a distraction where players got upset?
I don't think it was ever a distraction. I think the guys here was focused on being here and doing what we had to do to get better each day. Everybody understood the situation. It is what it was. And we was focused on how we could better ourselves and continue to work to improve our game and, you know, like I said, work towards our goal.
Does your job change at all depending on who the quarterback's throwing the ball?
No, because whoever throws it, I got to catch it.
Right. But just as you get to know them, I'm sure there's going to be different styles, different rhythms. So
yeah.
Are you anxious to just get on board with all three?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they all got different styles of throwing the ball. You know, then you always want to work on that chemistry and that timing. So I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, when I get my reps with Sam to see how what he's thinking and kind of let him know what I'm thinking on certain plays and how we could kind of get that chemistry and timing in tune.
You really, I don't have to tell you, you had a really good year last year, career highs in catches and yards. How do you build on that?
Just continue to work. Never just get complacent. You guys don't really know too much about me. I just got here last year and you just got to see me play for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I felt just last year was just like, you know, just the beginning. You know, a lot of people try to base me off of what they saw in Seattle. I think this is a total different, situation. I'm getting a lot more opportunities to really showcase my ability in Seattle. I enjoyed my time. I loved being there and playing with those guys and what we were able to accomplish, but I was never really put in the position of where plays were drawn up for me and they were trying to get the ball. You know, so I think, you know, coming here was just a great opportunity for me to really show who I am and show what type of receiver I can be.
Did you think that when the trade was made, or did you come to learn that over time?
As soon as I found out I was traded, my mindset was ready to go.
Right.
Does it make it easier at all? And no disrespect to the Seahawks. Is anyone left in Seattle? I mean, there's I apologize.
Wilson.
Redskins, we just got another dude from the Seahawks at the wide receiver core. And it feels like everyone left besides Russell. Did that make it a little bit easier?
Baldwin is still there.
And, of course, Baldwin's there. But besides that, a lot of major players that were used to being there, it feels like a different situation.
It definitely is. Like I said, I mean, you talk to any of those guys, we all enjoyed our time in Seattle. We all enjoyed the bond, the brotherhood that we had, and the run that we were able to have. But things happen, and you move on, and you live your life, and you just try to, you know, be better.
You're a guy who knows winning. I mean, you've played in Super Bowl, so
a Super Bowl.
Just tell me, what's the vibe here? Could this get really good here with the Jets?
You know, I think we're taking a step from last year. I think, you know, last year was a lot of guys came in. What I noticed was, you know, when I first got here, a lot of guys came in that year.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of first-year guys on the team, and, you know, whether they came in the spring, the summer, or a couple of days before the first game. It was our first time, you know, kind of gelling with each other and going through the whole season. I felt we continued to grow as a team, and I think this year is a good year for us to just build and see where we can really take this. We all have an off season together and be able to get to know one another. And I think the brotherhood here is definitely, you know, on another level from last year. We grew something last year, and it's just grown more this year.
You saw firsthand the growth of Russell Wilson come right in, take the job away from Flynn, and get right into the playoffs. So does that give you an eye to look at Sam and see if he's capable of doing that in this first year?
I mean, time will tell. You know, his first day was today. I mean, the only thing we got is time to just see what he can do. We got three really good quarterbacks, three competitive guys who want to show their skill set. And I think, you know, as the camp goes on, we'll see who's stepping up and who's mm-hmm. making plays, as every other group. I don't think it's just the quarterback room. Everybody wants to talk about the quarterback room. And I understand it's a big focus because we got a number three overall pick and, you know, the success Josh had and the success Teddy had, but it's every position group. I mean, the receiver room, we have a really tight competition. But, you know, what I really love about our receiving room is, you know, although we're all very competitive, we encourage each other. We understand, you know, the business side of this game, and not everybody's going to be on this team, but we want to see each one succeed. And we're going to do it as a group, and just our bond as a group, you know, just allows us to elevate our game. And at the end of the day, we just control what we can control, and I think that's the focus for each group.
You ever seen another quarterback with the ability to extend plays that Russell has? I found getting to watch you guys the last several years, the one thing that blew my mind is whenever you think a play might be over, he spins on someone and does something that I've never seen.
Yeah, I mean, he's done some incredible things. Sometimes, you know, as a receiver, we got to run with him.
So. I was going to say, that must be a challenge to be he still going?
So, you know, as he's running around back there, we're running down the field, up and down the field, trying to get open. And he always finds one of us. And, you know, that's just one of his skill sets that just makes him a really good quarterback.
Talking with Jermaine Kearse, wide receiver for the Jets in the seventh season. He's 28 years old. And in doing some, you know, research, knowing that you're going to be on the show, your father, a non-commissioned officer in the military. Do you have any opinion about the National League, the National Anthem discussion?
I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, as athletes for us, you know, you say one thing, you know, you're going to have people, you know, be on one side and you say another thing. You know, it's just a tough situation. You know, we're handling it the way we want to handle it. You know, and some people handle it differently.
Were you pleased to hear the support from Chris Johnson, though, that he'd be willing to support any of the players?
Definitely. Definitely. I spoke to Chris personally, and Chris is a great guy. He truly is. We've had meetings with him, and he's expressed his support. And I mean, none of us on the team kneeled, but besides, that's not even the point of it. It's the fact that he supports whatever, you know, the decision, whether we are doing something beyond, you know, outside of football, whether we're trying to make change in other ways. He's there. He's the first person to show his support. And you know, I truthfully, I wish more owners would be like that. And he's done a great job of just stepping up and voicing his support. And you know, it's just a lot of respect goes out to him for that.
Well, that seems to be one thing that's been missing from a lot of the teams, is that it feels like the NFL maybe could have had this situation go differently had more owners said, we actually care about what the players are trying to say, instead of just focusing sheerly on the protest.
Right.
Let's talk about the issues.
The focus that the owners are completely wrong. And, you know, if I think this can go a totally different way if it was just if a lot of the owners did what Chris did.
Now, you played some golf, Travelers Championship, and you played with Jordan Spieth. What was that like?
It was awesome. It was a really cool experience.
He looks really chill, is he?
Yeah, he was an awesome person, and he was cool to play with. His caddy's actually a really good friend of mine. We're from the same area. So he's the one that kind of, you know, set it up, which was really cool.
Well, what do you shoot? What's your handicap?
I'm a 9 handicap.
Oh, so you're pretty solid yourself.
Yeah, I can get around the course.
But was Spieth special to watch that close?
Yeah, I mean, just the consistency that he has of just hitting the ball. It was just amazing to watch. And you know, he can tell what groove he hit it on the club. Like, it's that crazy. So I learned a lot. And, you know, we talked to and, you know, what I enjoy about the game of golf, you know, you could bring so much from that game and apply it to football as, you know, just a next play attitude. Because in golf, you hit a good shot and you could, you know, it's about the next shot. And it's the same thing about football. You don't have time when you make a mistake or you have a good play. You don't have time to sit on that play because it's always about the next one.
All right. Before I let you go, what's a bigger disparity, you and Jordan Spieth or Peter and you running routes?
That's for me.
I unfortunately, I know the answer. He's a 9 handicap. So right. He's actually, if he actually spent time, he might be able to really play. I mean, 9's a pretty serious handicap.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those guys, what they're able to do out there on the course, and the consistency that they're able to do it with is just unbelievable to see. Golf is a hard game, and they make it look easy, right. And it is not easy.
Has anyone ever told you that you talk like Damon Wayans Jr.?
No, I've never heard that one.
You haven't? Go look up Damon Wayans Jr. on his. It's a compliment, I think. He's a great talent.
I've never heard.
You'll hear what I'm saying.
He's very chill. He's got a real nice.
He's laid back.
Tone
laid back
about
too.
Yeah. I'm very laid back. I'm very chill.
Well, because you're away from the coffee in Seattle, that's why.
Yeah, but apparently, you know, there's a Dunkin' Donuts on every corner here.
Yeah, there really is. True. That is true. It's not Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, thank you, Jermaine.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Don't miss the guys weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.